What it is, what it do, welcome to the One Fall Podcast. Joshua Adam Lamar with not with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
Well, we're just one moment away from me either leaving you in a parking lot or me low blowing you and then hitting a running knee. All the good guys have just, where are the good guys gone?
The rate that the baby faces that we love are going, everyone has to be very careful with Bailey right now.
You just, every time you see someone you think, oh, they're sweet and innocent, Johnny Gargano, Daniel Bryan, now we just don't have any, like I said, we're all the good, I'm the last true baby face until I hit you with a chair. That'll be coming in the next episode, so...
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need to watch Bailey right now.
Oh God, we need to watch Bailey.
That's coming soon, apparently.
When are our hearts going to be broken? When Kenny backstabs Cody? No, Ibushi's going to be the one to stab Kenny in the back.
There you go.
Oh my Nailed God! It. Like, this is heartbreak.
Really quickly, before we get into this, just at least for Calgary and Canada trends, WWE's had quite a day. It's just been a big swarm of news all over. The pods are all over. We Talk are going to be super exciting this week. But in a 24-hour span, we went from thinking that we were going to talk about Becky and Ronda and how awesome that build was, to the news of Becky, to who's replacing Becky, to the recent thing that we just saw on the air. So let's get into that. I didn't think we'd be leading off the podcast with this. I thought it would be about Becky Lynch, but Daniel Bryan just turned heel and is now the WWE champion, ending AJ Styles' 371-day title reign. He will not beat CM Punk for the longest WWE title champion in the modern era. And Daniel Bryan is a heel, and I think we are all – and he's going to face Brock Lesnar, so we're going to get that dream match that we always wanted. But Joel, take the rest away.
Well, just remember, because you asked me before Crown Jewel what match I thought was going to happen, and I just threw it away, and I was like, Brock and Bryan. And then I forgot about it until I was sitting there. I was like, I asked for this. I brought this upon us. I mean, here's the thing. Bryan's comeback was very flat. I don't know if it was just because he got paired with Shane, and then he had to do the thing with Big Cass. Ugh. And it never fully clicked, and Bryan felt kind of lukewarm. I think that there was a little bit of on him for not going to Crown Jewel. I think this was, dare I say, this was an idea they probably had floating in their head. For whatever reason, they didn't want, I know that they didn't want AJ versus Roman. That was the one thing that they didn't want to do at Survivor Series. And they didn't have to do it. I'm a little surprised that they didn't go with Brock and AJ. I'm very surprised that they didn't have a follow-through with that. I think we know who's winning at Survivor Series now. I think Brock's winning for sure.
But
here's my thing, Brian. Though. You've seen this vicious, violent side. The American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, has really made re-emerged in the last hour or so. This was a guy that there was a chant of kick your fucking head in. He cheated. He was a heel for a big chunk of his career. And I mean, even before he was the big baby face that was heading into WrestleMania 30 and had that incredible moment, he was a heel. And it worked. He was great as being a heel. So now I think we're going to see a very deadly and dangerous Daniel Bryan. Is this the right move for the company? I don't know, because I really like what they've done. Well, AJ was all right. I liked AJ as champion. I thought he was doing a fine job. There were a few little questionable things here and there within that title reign, but as a whole,
he never really had the defining feud during it. I guess the Joe one was the best one, but it was okay.
Yeah. So I mean, now this leaves. Is Bryan going to be going touring full time with the company? Is he going to be doing all the house shows, or is he only going to be doing select dates? I guess the other big question with all this is contract status for AJ Styles, because as we know, 3 years ago he signed and joined the Fed, WWE from New Japan, and now he has dropped the title at a very odd time. I think everyone thought he was carrying the title to
Mania.
Well, I thought for sure Rumble. I thought he was going to lose it at Rumble, and then he was going to go from there. Does this bring some doubt in his contract status, Josh?
Well, I will say this on that point. The Mixed Match Challenge, the winner of that gets the 30 spot. So I definitely think this opens the spot now for Charlotte and AJ to win that.
Yes, this is very true, because, I mean, that's the other – I mean, it's purely speculation. I always get nervous around contract time, especially for guys like AJ. I'm like, just please stay. Please stay. Please, please, please. Nick Jackson had posted a tweet, posted on Instagram, an image of him, Matt Jackson, and AJ all two-sweeting, and it set people ablaze. And
that people thought it was going one way. People didn't think it was going the other way.
Yeah. I just can't see AJ leaving. I'll say that now. But, I mean, we live in a world now where anything's possible. This has been an absolutely bonkers year. Just a quick question, just to get your take on it, because I've been kind of bouncing all over the place.
For sure.
But my biggest question to you is, at the beginning of 2018, did you think you'd see Daniel Bryan potentially close the year out with the WWE Championship?
Well, I think I was more optimistic that he would wrestle again than you were.
Yeah.
Because I, during that build to Mania, I was more into with the idea than you were. But being champion, no. My thing is too, like, obviously I'm shocked in this. I do think it's the right decision. Everything surrounding today and the booking of it and what we saw last week with Miz and Bryan, I think that's what is kind of jarring about it. It all seems very sudden, and you can't help but wonder, well, Becky's not on the card, and that was going to be the main event, so do they need to do something to heat the match up? My question to you is, was the plan, so if you can remember, in Australia, Bryan beat Miz with a quick roll-up.
Yep.
My question is, and then last week, too, they just had Joe choke him out, so I don't know what that was about. And then he attacked Shane. So there obviously was a different story for Bryan.
Yeah. Size. Like, did they just get cold feet? Like, maybe contract negotiations weren't going well with AJ. Maybe that's what led to. But could this also be they thought that AJ versus Brock wasn't that big of a draw? Because I thought it was a big enough draw that even though you're not having...
I guess not.
Because this felt like a very frantic and all-over-the-place show, much like this podcast right now.
I want to hit on two things with Bryan that just makes it really weird. First off, on a singular thing, and then I want to get back to last week to this week really quick. So just on the Crown Jewel things, he didn't go to Crown Jewel, but he had the quick pin against Miz in Australia. My questioning was the quick pin thing the start of the heel turn, and that was the plan the entire time, and then he didn't do Crown Jewel, and this is where we are now, and that this was always going to be the plan after Survivor Series, but they just rushed it forward with Becky being hurt. There's that question, because last week, if you look at the booking of last week, him and Miz are co-captains, and that they're kind of the odd couple and whatever. And then at the end of the show, Joe's attacking him, and then he attacks Shane. And there was nothing about that the entire show. So having all those combined themes in the last 6 weeks or whatever is very confusing and jarring.
Yeah, this definitely feels like I don't want to say that this is all as a result of, because I can't, such a radical change to SmackDown can't be because of Becky not being able to perform.
No, because Charlotte, we're going to get into it. Charlotte and Ronda is still a big match. It's not as big as it was, but Charlotte and Ronda, that was the rumored main event for WrestleMania this year. It's still a big match. But it just seems so weird that last week we had Bryan attacking, like hitting Shane, and there was maybe a setup of, oh, he's accidentally going to hit Shane, and he's getting choked up by Joe. So you're thinking, oh, eventually maybe he's going to do something with Joe. Or last week we were talking about Bryan and Shane at Mania, and it just completely seemed something is going on. Maybe it's a contract thing with AJ. Maybe AJ's hurt. Maybe it's just they wanted to change something. Maybe it was because of the Becky thing. But something is happening, and that's why, like, I mean, this is the perfect time to do this podcast, because there's a reactionary thing, but it's also going to probably shoot us in the ass, because something's going to come out the day after we do this podcast of why the situation happened, which I should put the asterisk next to that.
Literally, when we post this, Meltzer or Pollock or someone. I'm keeping my eye on Twitter right now just to see if anything breaks. But right now, this feels like a very weird choice. Who would imagine Brian winning would have caused a feeling of, like, what's going on?
I think it's because of the booking last week, right? Like, of the fact they kind of had that whole Survivor Series team thing going. And then all of a sudden he's off the match. And now we're also looking at a situation where AJ is just not on the card.
Which seems very weird because there were talks heading into Tuesday that they were going to have Shane removed from the SmackDown team. And that was going to be replaced by Orton. And we saw Orton RKO...
tonight.
Well, yeah, he hit The Miz with an RKO, and then that was the end of that. So it just felt... It feels like Vince waited until the last hour to go, God damn it, we need to change the show.
You needed the buzz, right? I don't want to act like this is just totally reactionary because of Becky getting hurt and losing that buzz. But I'm sorry, like, I think a part of it has to be because of Becky getting hurt. This is a reactionary thing. It has to be. Because last week, we were set towards, even last night, we were set towards Brock and AJ, it seemed like. And then, again, last week, I can't say it enough. Like, we had this weird thing with him and Shane and him and Joe, and now nothing on that this week.
Well, now, like, we're going to be talking a lot about rumors and speculations.
So yes, for sure.
Just a preference. None of this is fact. We're just as flying by the seat of our pants.
It's just that it was such a jarring situation when you go from what you saw last week to this week. It's very confusing.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing with this is... You saw what Brock did to Singh last night. That suplex was horrible. And then the way he just able to, like, I thought he was going to roll out of the ring and just disappear because that suplex just, like, if you haven't gone on Twitter and seen it, but on Twitter, William Regal had a tweet about what his neck looks like. Singh's neck probably looks like that right now because of what Brock did. Do you really want Brian facing this guy? Like, we'll talk about Nia and we'll talk about the Becky situation in a little bit here, but this also kind of comes to the question of the safety for Brian, because you know Brian's going to be like, yeah, let's do it, let's go all out, and that makes me nervous. Facing Brock makes me nervous, and that makes me feel a little uncomfortable because you know how Brock works. Speaking of Brock, could this have been a demand by Brock Lesnar? Could Brock have been like, I want to work Brian?
It could have been.
And is Brian just going to drop the title and back to AJ in a couple weeks after this? At TLC?
I mean, could do, but I think you're wasting an opportunity where AJ going into Mania or as a 400-plus champion was nice. I wonder if we're going to go back to the days now of Hot Potato with the title again. You've taken a few feuds off the table for Brian now, too.
Yeah, suddenly Miz is gone and the Joe feud is gone.
Yeah, so I don't know. Obviously, this AJ feud will be the main feud for him. But what's the main feud after that? Is it the Shane thing? Is Shane actually going to be a babyface now and not a heel?
I don't know, because that was the rumored match for Mania, was Brian versus...
Shane.
Yeah, so now suddenly we've got something.
Unless, are they going to do Ray and Brian?
They could, but I mean, is that big of a draw? I mean, are they banking that a... Because there were the rumors before Brian resigned and everything that Cody wanted to face Brian at Final Battle. Could that be potentially like, well, this is something they wanted, we want them? Could that have played a factor in this at all? It's all speculation, but I'm trying to throw out as many situations to try to figure out what the logic behind this is.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get super crazy, you could be like, oh, Brian won the title, and then AJ is going to get beat up, and then Kenny Omega is going to come save him. But we're not going to get that crazy. I broke Joel.
Oh, so Jeff was with Charlotte for the Mixed Match Challenge.
Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, because who's Charlotte's partner, Josh?
AJ.
Yeah.
Did they explain why, or? LeBron, they have to sell the injury.
Yeah.
Beatdown.
Yeah, so I imagine that's why, but I wonder if he's hurt.
He didn't look hurt during the match, but...
I mean, Cody heard a pop in his knee and worked the full match full tilt. So,
and that'd be a very tough break to lose your women's and world champion in 24 hours. Not saying that AJ could have hurt on a house show this week for all I know. But to lose like your world and women's champion to injury in that time is pretty crazy.
Yeah, so we can confirm that he did not come out for the Mixed Match Challenge. It could merely be selling the beatdown, because those were some vicious kicks from Brian.
That would be my assumption of it all.
Yeah. This is...
And it's weird, too, with Brian, because you had brought up the heel point to me midway through the show, because the way that he came out to confront AJ just last week, he's laughing and taking selfies with The Miz, and they have this weird odd couple thing. And he just came out super serious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe you have a situation with that storyline where you say, like, I was sick of being the nice guy and everyone attacking me or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that beatdown at the end of SmackDown snapped him. Because we saw how he ended. He left very aggressive at the end of the last SmackDown. So maybe they were planning on building him up snapping, but they're like, yeah, well, we need something. We need an extra shot in the arm heading into Survivor Series. So let's just go for it now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Brian's not going to complain. He's WWE champion again.
Yeah. Third time now?
This is the
third or fourth time, right?
Yeah, third or fourth time. So he's a multi-time world champion.
Five-time overall world champion, I think. Yeah. Three-time WWE, two-time world.
Yeah, because he lost to Randy right away after he beat Cena clean. Maybe that's the main event for Mania, is Cena's going to finally get his win over Bryan.
That could be it. You could have the ultimate the real ultimate babyface of John Cena coming back in.
It's going to be interesting because this is the hard thing about doing a podcast like this, is the reaction and the speculation.
Well, this is what we wanted, though. This is, I think, the cool thing about it is
you
get to have the immediate feel right now of this, and that's what we want to be. I mean, if something else breaks, we'll obviously come back and fill everyone in here for with We Talk and the One Fall podcast and Stick Boy and Fresh Shake. But right now, it's just kind of just hidden it all.
Well, it's interesting because... I'm sure we'll get a clearer idea on everything from
four-time WWE champion, by the way.
Four-time, because he beat Big Show with Money in the Bank cash in. He lost it to Sheamus.
Oh, that was a world champion.
Yeah.
They don't have the world title on here for some reason.
Interesting.
This
is going to be interesting because we don't know how long this reign's going to be for Brian. We don't know if this is Brian faces Brock and then AJ beats him on SmackDown next week. That we could very well be sitting here getting ready to do a recording of AJ beating Brian again. And then I don't know what you've done to Brian, because I think he's a star that you can make money with. And you can just... This to me, there is some intrigue to this, because you could build this up as a heel, kick your head in Daniel Bryan, that he was on the indies. Like, there's so many stories about his Ring of Honor days that maybe they decided that they just needed to inject some life into Bryan and have him really go. He got the heel reaction. Like, it wasn't like Dean when Dean turned on Seth. It was very much we don't like you anymore.
Well, the Dean stuff, you know, we talked about it on our pod. I think people felt that it was a really cheap sense of heat. This was like, and I think some people kind of also expected that turn to come. Nobody expected this turn tonight. As much as you'd be like, oh yeah, I know it's going to happen. No one expected it.
Yeah. The other thing is Brian saw that Nakamura found AJ's weakness. So maybe he's just studying tapes back and was like, Nak found where AJ was weak. It was the Jesus zipper.
Yep.
This takes off Nakamura and Brian facing off.
You can't do either, no. That's why, like, you lose a lot of Brian options with this.
Does Miz turn face?
You've seen that. Can Miz work as a face?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Let's look at the SmackDown roster. People that he could face that are babyfaces. Jeff Hardy.
I was going to say almost, but he can't face almost either.
No. We've got Hardy. We've got Ray. You've got AJ. You've got Rusev. You could be bringing up a babyface from NXT. Maybe Black. Black versus Johnny. I mean, not Johnny. They're one and the same now. They both broke in my heart.
The one thing we would have seen, I think that's the one thing. It's like in a two-month span, I don't think I would have predicted that Johnny Gargano and Daniel Bryan would both be heels.
No. And this is very weird. And I think to wrap the show off, I think we should do an NXT and a Survivor Series rundown.
Absolutely, yeah.
Man, I don't know. This is going to take a full 24 to 48 hours of digesting, and I want to hear what the dirt sheet says. I want to hear what everyone says and just kind of gauge the reaction of what the logic behind it was, if there was any. One of the things that I text to you was when we were trying to theorize what happened was I said that we have to throw logic out the window because WWE doesn't often use logic when they're booking things. We both speculated that they kept mentioning security that Raw was going to come out and ruin this main event. How much of a wuss does this make Monday Night Raw look like for not coming down and
especially back? Since Stephanie did the whole thing with Baron, like, what are you going to do about it? And that's where that point I was like, okay, well they're going to hit. They're gonna come at them, and they obviously don't. So Corbin looks like a crap GM.
Yeah,
for not doing anything back.
Yeah, you'd think that they would have either attacked all the women in the ring, or they would have ruined the main event.
Hmm.
I also thought that maybe this could be a triple threat at Survivor Series, where even just Brock comes out and suplexes both guys, so it ends in a no contest, and then they go to a triple threat, but that all got thrown out the window, and it was a straight strike to this Jesus zipper, and AJ's done. And then AJ gets his face pummeled in.
Yeah, I'm really at a loss for words for it. Like, even I try not to get too shocked by wrestling stuff anymore, but I would say Daniel Bryan turning heel tonight was not something that I fully expected. And Brian being the champion, I think because we were going in and the main thing we were thinking about was the Becky stuff in tonight, which we're about to get to in a second here. And I don't think any of us thought that we would be talking about this to lead off. I didn't think anyone thought we'd have a new WWE champion. I thought this was all about who was going to replace Becky and how's that match going to go with Ronda and Four Horsewomen stuff. And I don't think anybody in their mind can say that they thought that it was going to be AJ losing the title tonight.
No, I did not think so either. I'm at a loss for words. Like, this is very weird. Like, this changes the landscape moving forward if they stick with this. They very well could suddenly hot potato the title back onto AJ heading into next year, but I think the big thing that we all need to look at moving forward with this is, does Brian keep the title? Who's Brian's logical feud? And if Brian's carrying the title into Mania as this violent, vicious heel, who's the guy he's going to face at Mania? And what happens with AJ and his contract? Because I believe Meltzer had sent out a tweet saying that his contract was up at the end of February.
He did that for Nakamura's.
Nakamura's.
He did that for AJ's as well.
I think AJ may have signed sooner because he would have had to have signed sooner to get in the Rumble.
Yeah.
So I imagine AJ's contract's probably up around January. So if suddenly AJ gets written off TV completely, then I think that's a sign, and I think that could be a huge get for whatever the Bucks and Cody decide to do. And
I don't think it's out of the realm. I don't think AJ's leaving.
No.
I think this was just a rash decision to bump up intrigue for this pay-per-view and to freshen up Bryan. I think that's it's as simple as that, and it does definitely freshen up Bryan. We've seen what it did with Johnny Gargano. We're going to get into that later. It seems a little drastic how they did everything, but maybe this was the plan at Crown Jewel, and it just didn't happen at Crown Jewel because we know Bryan didn't want to go there. And so maybe this has been the plan all along, and maybe the plan was to do it after Survivor Series. And maybe with the Becky stuff, they're like, let's just pull the trigger now.
Yeah, it very well could be. I'm very interested to see how this all plays out, and we'll certainly record another show as things evolve. But
yeah, I mean, if there's a big AJ injury, for example, we'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. But shifting gears, she is the living embodiment of Rocky Balboa. Like, just there's nothing more to say. I will say right now, she is by far the biggest star WWE has going right now. I don't know if that's a really good thing or a really bad thing with some of the talent that you have, but regardless, Becky Lynch is your biggest star. She could beat Ronda Rousey with a chair, and the crowd could cheer and ask her to do it one more time. I don't think at any point you can turn Becky heel now. And her promo that she cut tonight as making her pick was fantastic. Like, Becky's firing on all cylinders, and I pray that Nia's stupid elbow doesn't derail what Becky's been able to do.
Well, I mean, the only good thing, I guess, with the Nia thing, because, you know, there's been a lot of people that have called for people to go down, like, for her to go back down to NXT. She's obviously not going to. It's a smarter thing to do, but the only thing you can do with this now is you have the perfect link for Nia and Ronda now. So you got to make the best out of that you can.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, they definitely threw Nia.
By the way, really quick, it's being reported this is probably just because of how low the attendance was at SmackDown. This could be one of the lowest attended venues for a crowd to see a WWE title change hands.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So what does that say? We love AJ, but what does that say about AJ as a draw?
I don't think it's as much AJ. I just think it's the tough times that WWE is having right now. But maybe it is AJ. I don't know.
Well, here's the
thing. Maybe that's part of it. That's why I wanted to really quickly hit that. Maybe Brian's just a bigger draw to them.
Well, I wonder, again, that ties into the contract. I still think they're going to pay and keep AJ because I think Vince really likes AJ. I think the sign of what he thinks of AJ is in this title reign. He could have dropped the title multiple times before then. And, I mean, he could have easily... There were many points for him to lose the title. So I think that Vince and them are still all in good standings. But, I mean, I think the other thing... I don't know if this speaks so much to AJ, but I think this speaks to just the product as a whole. Because, as we know, Mo is taking a step back from the product in a lot of ways. I know that both of us haven't been super serious. This is the first thing to... This is, besides Becky and what happened with Roman and Drew McIntyre, I don't think there's been a lot to draw us in to main roster WWE.
No, I really don't watch Raw, particularly SmackDown. I'm still intrigued by because SmackDown consistently delivers. But for the most part, it's been a lot of YouTube watching, not a lot of live watching. And with everything with Becky tonight, it drew me in for a live watch. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the big thing. It's going to be interesting to see what the numbers look like with Bryan now as champion. Because I think this next SmackDown is going to be must-see because you're interested in what happens with AJ. Because Bryan's not losing the title between now and...
By the way, before we get back to Becky, any chance you think this could be a triple threat?
No.
Yeah. It's very... You and I had speculated about it, but I think they're just going to say AJ got hurt, and we won't see AJ until SmackDown. And then they'll probably do a team... They'll probably... No, I'd say Dean and Seth will probably do the full TLC match, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. They might, but they may also have a couple TLC matches.
Oh, I mean, they could. If they do two TLC matches, they'll do that. If not, maybe they'll do Bryan and AJ and just do a ladder match, not the TLC match.
Yeah, where you can't low blow someone to win.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think you could see is, because we talked about speculation for Survivor Series, we speculated that Braun would come out and cost Brock the match and AJ would get the win. I think now you could see it the other way around, where AJ pops up and hits Brian. Brian comes close to beating Brock, and then AJ strips that from him, further driving Brian to this insane place.
Right. I could see that too.
So, yeah, there's so many things. There's so much to talk about.
Okay, well, we'll probably continue talking about that, but let's get back to Becky. And last night, looking like Stone Cold versus Bret Hart.
Yeah, that was one of those things. I don't know if it's the Austin Bret moment. I think that could have been at Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. But I think this is like that Austin 316 moment. That just, because we see Austin 316 as much as we see that Bret and Austin moment. But I just feel like that was a moment on Monday Night Raw that a picture says everything. This is a woman that I think was ranked third on most people's list, maybe fourth. I think everyone saw, for the four horsewomen at least, I think everyone saw Sasha on the top, Bayley second, mm-hmm. Charlotte, and then Becky was on the bottom.
Yeah.
Bayley, Sasha, and Charlotte were all ahead. Depending on how your list was organized, I don't think many people saw Becky as number one. And I guess Dusty Rhodes was right, because she's a big star. She's the biggest star from all four of them.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it's funny, you go on her merch site last night. I think that man shirt she was wearing, maybe that's going to be going up. But on her merch site on WWE Shop, only 12 items, which is pretty shocking, because once they do put up something for her, even if it is that shirt, the man, that will rival a lot of shirts out there. That'll do very well.
And it's, you know what it looks like? Austin 316.
I know. Well, it's very simple, right? Like she is the Austin, and it's funny because they kind of just stumbled into it, much like they stumbled into 2013 Brian. So we'll see how they do it. Nia, like we were talking about before, it's just unacceptable at this point. There's so many situations. Just in the past 20 days, she almost, like, really almost, I'm not going to say paralyzed, but really badly hurt Zelina Vega to the point that she couldn't go on the tour to Europe, her first European tour. Wasn't available to do that. Had to stay home to be safe because she gave her a concussion. And now she's also given Becky a concussion. We saw what she did with Charlotte in the past. Bayley. And the list goes on. Bayley. And the list goes
Alexa
on.
Bliss.
She's not a safe worker. And she's going to get rewarded with a title opportunity at TLC. And I think it's unacceptable.
I think it's unacceptable. And I know that there was trending on Twitter of Fire Nia.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the answer to this, and I don't think they ever will, so you can just shut up with that.
No, but she has potential, right? We've seen her in the match against Ronda. She's like, okay, Nia has some stuff. She's not bad, but you can't have someone that's this reckless with how they use stuff. Like, that was a stupid punch, and they showed it over and over again. It was a stupid punch. And look how bad Becky's face was because of it.
Oh, yeah. Like Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Like, it yielded an iconic image, but it did cost it. To me, it cost the company actual money. Because I think the interest for Survivor Series is, I don't want to even go down what's going to intrigue people for Survivor Series, because we'd be going back down the Brian rabbit hole. I think this hurts, because I think there were a lot of people very intrigued by what was going to happen with Becky and Ronda. I thought that was the marquee matchup heading into Survivor Series. You know, when because we're up in Canada, and on the Sportsnet 360, you would see the little five-second bumper for Survivor Series, and it wasn't AJ, it wasn't Brock, it wasn't Team SmackDown versus Team Raw, and it wasn't the tag teams, it wasn't Seth versus Nakamura, it was Becky versus Ronda. That mm-hmm. was the main selling point. And you now cost people money because of a reckless elbow. And there's, it's not like just a one-off where you're like, well, it was a one-off. It's a shitty thing that happened, but, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. Now you've got a well-known history of this, and I don't think she should be rewarded for a title shot, but I think she will, and I definitely think that Ronda will beat her, and then she will be back down to the bottom of the peg.
Yeah. It's, even Tamina, who she's with, is also is pretty reckless. I don't know what it is about them. Hey, I mean, unfortunately, Roman got hurt, so now we had to find a new Samoan to shit on.
It's just like...
that's just what the case is.
You know, it's a shame, because I don't go out of my way looking for people to...
No, I think I've seen Nia on Total Divas. She seems like a totally super nice person, and she's... You know, she's had to go through a lot of stuff with her weight and stuff and being proud of who she is. And she's up for all these anti-bullying things. And she does a lot of great stuff with anti-bullying. I want to talk about that. And well, just say that. And so, like, she seems like a great person. So I'm not trying to say she's a shitty person or anything, but she's just not safe in the ring.
No.
At all.
And usually back in the day, WWE would demote guys that would be unsafe in the ring.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
she's going to be at Survivor Series. She's going to be in that match, but I wouldn't have her. Like, if you were anyone in that match, if you're a Carmella, if you're a Naomi, an Asuka, a Sonya Deville, and whoever this fifth woman is going to be, I'm assuming Mandy, why would you want to be in the ring with her at this point?
I know, like that, and that's a thing.
Because she consistently hurts people because she's not safe.
Nope.
I'm surprised she didn't hurt Ronda. I really am. That was a miracle when you really think about it.
I think Ronda's tough as nails, so I think that really helps.
For sure, but she never suffered a major injury, and I think we're pretty lucky that Ronda didn't get super hurt from that.
Yeah, like it's one of those things where you're just, you kind of expect, you expect it to not end well. And
no.
Everyone survived. I don't know. The wind's been taken out of my sails. Like this.
Right.
I'm bummed about Becky, but I think hopefully this means Becky gets to be a big time player for WrestleMania, because I think she absolutely deserves
it. Well, that's the thing. So the match that was rumored to be the main event for WrestleMania is now on this show. It's Charlotte and Ronda, and we'll get into that decision and everything, but we obviously, that's not going to be the main event for WrestleMania now. Can we agree on that?
No, because I could see them going back to that.
Be the main event?
Company's stubborn. I mean, there's plenty of examples of the company being stubborn, so they could just see, this could be a Finn
Balor. Can we at least agree that it took a definite major hit to be the main event today?
I think it took a slight hit, but the thing is, how does Vince view Becky moving forward now? Does her getting hurt change his perspective on Becky Lynch? Because now it could be like, well, maybe she's injury prone, which would be absurd, but this is professional wrestling and absurd things seem to happen every other week.
Right.
So this could force Vince to be like, well, you know what? They had a good match there. They can have an even better match here. And like you said, AJ and Charlotte could be the ones to win the mixed match challenge and go in to have the number 30 spots in the Royal Rumble, respectively. So
yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I don't really know a lot of the mixed match teams off the top of my head right now. I mean, I could see Braun getting it, but I don't see Ember getting it. That's the thing, right?
Yeah, now you got to weigh both. Like, Miz, I can't see Miz and Asuka getting it.
I can't see Miz winning it. I could see Asuka getting it again, maybe, but I don't really. Obviously, Truth and Carmella aren't going to get it.
Josh.
I mean, you know, at the Rumble, there's going to be a dance break, by the way.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Like, 1,000,000% that is going to happen. Really quickly, so I want to talk about everything that's going around, but since we have this from the we're on this mixed match challenge, since it now matters now. So Ember and Braun, we're ruling that out because of Ember, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Mickey and Bobby Lashley. We're ruling that out because both of them?
No, I could see them giving it to Bobby Lashley and then just by proxy giving it to Mickey.
Bailey and Finn.
Maybe, but I would have my doubts because you know how everyone feels. They're not seen as top-end talent.
Alicia and Jinder.
Not a chance.
Natty and Bobby.
No.
Asuka and Miz, possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only the 30th entry. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think they're going to put a big deal that that person is the 30th entrant, right?
Yeah.
Naomi and Jimmy, no.
No.
Lana and Rusev.
Maybe.
Puts Lana in the ring the least amount of time.
Yeah.
They have Charlotte / Jeff. I don't know if that'll be an official change or not. So let's just assume at this point it is Charlotte and AJ for now.
Yeah.
Even if it is Jeff, I think that's still a possible winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Carmella and Truth. I don't think it's crazy. You're right.
God damn it, pal.
So Becky's out. It sucks. She has a broken nose, some face contusions, and a concussion. So we don't know how long she's going to be out for. They didn't strip the title off her, which is good. But she had to pick a replacement. Before we get to the actual match itself and everything that went into it, what did you think about how it was done?
I liked Becky's promo.
Yep.
I think that hug came from a real place.
I do too.
I don't think that hug came with scripted. I think that hug generally came from two people that are obviously very close in real life.
And one that's super pissed off for her friends. You could tell on the promo later.
Yeah, you could tell she was on the verge of tears, Charlotte. So
I think, like Charlotte's promo, by the way. I actually kind of think that helped the hug a little bit.
Yeah, because it was that it was fighting for someone. So I'm not a big fan of it. I don't think they should have hugged, but I can get and I can empathize with the hug that happened.
Yeah, they had the hug, and I think it's just a mutual respect. And you can always have the turn or whatever, right? I mean, I know some people are going to overreact and be really mad about that. I wasn't thrilled about the hug because I wanted them to be bitter rivals and everything like that. But I think from what you and I have been talking about earlier today, that is part of a bigger storyline.
Yeah. It's going to be four horsewomen versus four horsewomen. It's just to figuring out when we're going to get that. That very well could be what happens at Mania.
It could happen at Mania. It could happen at the Rumble. It could happen in, maybe it attempts the TLC for a draw. So here's my speculation, and then I'm going to go with yours. My thinking is that we have this Shayna Baszler and Kairi Sane match at NXT. Bayley and Sasha are both not on the card. So my guess is that the fact that Shayna's been coming out with her goons, the other two horsewomen, the fact is I think they're going to do something against Kairi Sane, and I think Bayley and I think Sasha are going to attack them and be in the crowd at NXT, as you sometimes see alums in the crowd at NXT.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my thinking to set this up, because they're not in the card, so they're obviously going to do something there, and I think it's going to come to a head of some way that, and some people might not like it, but I think that possibly Sasha and Bayley will be in Charlotte's corner at Survivor Series.
I could see that as well, because you could suddenly see... You could see it become that's why I don't rule out a Mania, because it could become a complete schmalls as just everything gets thrown out the window. It's a no contest as the horsewomen fight the other horsewomen, and all of them get the better of the NXT four horsewomen until the return of the man, which would be a great pop. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think all four of them will come out, probably. Like, I think Shayna Baszler's probably going to the main roster after Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she'll probably lose the title. I think she'll lose the title again to Kairi Sane this week. And then we'll start building up, I think, Lacey Evans is the next one that'll be the big feud for her personally. Yeah. Bianca Belair is up there as well. I mean, for all I know, Candice could be turning heel too. So,
I think that's
I think this is the next direction that they're going to go with that. Why? So I think Shayna's going to lose, and I think that's kind of where it's all going. I think you and I had talked about possibly putting Asuka into that position, but I think the main thing for them is to have one of the horsewomen in that match to start building that match up.
Yeah. And that's where the logic for that comes in.
They've wanted that match for a while.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So with that, do you want to get to NXT? We got four matches on that docket. Yeah,
there's really nothing else crazy on the main roster. Drew McIntyre, I mean, he looks like $1 million and it's great. Braun's an absolute beast, and he's probably going to, I mean, the Braun stuff we can talk about in the Survivor Series preview anyways, right? So
all I want to say is Drew McIntyre's the man, and he, yep. Well, he's not the man because the man's Becky Lynch.
He's the guy. He's the dude.
He's the guy. He is the guy that you anoint as your chosen one, and he will finally ascend to that spot. But let's get to it. NXT, always, it's been a fantastic build. NXT is stacked. You look at just NXT each and every week, and man, I enjoy watching NXT because of the characters, the stories, everything with it. On a very bloated and very loaded Survivor Series, you look at the NXT card. It only has four matches, and we've talked about her. Let's wrap it all up and let's talk about it. Shayna Baszler, Kairi Sane, 2 out of 3 falls match for the NXT Women's Championship. A little bit of backstory. Shayna Baszler beat Kairi Sane at Evolution with the help of her two friends from the Four Horsewomen in the MMA world. So now there has to be a 2 out of 3 falls.
I feel so bad, by the way, because we know the one is Jessica Matt Dukes. I just don't know the other girl's name, and I feel really bad about it.
Well, I'm very sure we're going to come to learn their names fully, and they're going to stand out and make an impact for at least a time with Ronda.
I'll Google it just so we can have it.
Shayna Baszler, Kairi Sane, 2 out of 3 falls. Who wins?
Marina Shafir, by the way.
There we go.
Okay. One of them married to Roddy.
They just got married, yep.
That's Maria, right?
Yep.
Okay. They have a kid, yeah. So anyways, that match, I think it'll be Kairi Sane, but I think, like we were talking about, there's going to be a lot of plunder in this. Jessamyn Duke Dukes and Shafir are going to get in the way, and then I think maybe we could see Sasha or Bayley come back to NXT for one night to start that feud up.
Yeah, because they're going to need to.
One way or another, Shayna is losing, and the Horsewomen are coming up.
Yep, I would agree. I think I have nothing more to add. I think this will be a fun match. I think this will be good. The Pirate Princess will reclaim her treasure and become a 2-time NXT Women's Champion.
And then probably facing Bianca Belair or Lacey Evans next, unless Candice LeRae turns heel.
Just stop it. My heart can only handle so much. Stan Lee died, and all this is happening. I don't know anymore. 2018's just kicking me at the end. And speaking of getting kicked, we've got a singles match. Aleister Black versus Johnny Gargano. It's been revealed that Johnny Gargano has gone full Anakin Skywalker and has given in to the dark side, and he attacked Aleister Black. He was the chosen one that was supposed to save us and right the ship in NXT, but I guess not. And based on his promo and his hashtag, Johnny Gargano did nothing wrong, the minute Tommaso Ciampa agrees with your hashtag, you're in trouble. Josh, what do you think? Does Johnny 5 stars appear again, or is this what do you think is going to happen with this match?
Yeah, it's going to be a 5-star match for sure. It's weird because I don't know who to root for in this because Johnny did nothing wrong.
Well, did he, though? Because he cheap-shotted Aleister Black. That's wrong.
He did nothing wrong. Aleister Black got his nose involved in something that wasn't his.
But Johnny's the one that cost Aleister Black the title.
Yeah, I know. I think Aleister Black has to win this. And I am very curious if Ciampa has anything to do with this, or vice versa in Ciampa's match.
Oh, I was going to say, that's my prediction. I think we're going to get a heel DIY at the end of the show, just to further shatter everyone's hearts.
And then Candice LeRae joins them.
Oh, God. I think Johnny wins. I think this is big for Johnny and his progression forward, for whatever that means. I think Johnny gets the win, and I don't know what more Black has for NXT. I think this could be his last match on the NXT roster, but I think this should be a really good match. I'm really excited for these two. I'm very intrigued by the character of Johnny Gargano and just the evolution he's taken from what he did at NXT San Antonio to all the way now to NXT War Games.
Oh, he's been phenomenal. I don't think any of us expected this turn, but it has worked out quite well.
Just NXT striking gold again. Speaking of striking gold, I'm going to shuffle around because we talked about him a little bit. I think I know what the main event's going to be, and it's not for the NXT championship. It's War Games. So
yeah, I agree with you on that.
We've got our singles match for the NXT championship. It is the reigning defending Tommaso Ciampa taking on the 24-year-old Velveteen Dream. Does Velveteen finally get to live out his dream, and do we all get to say his name, or does Ciampa reign supreme? And does a super kick from a certain Johnny Wrestling play a role in this?
Yeah, I don't think Velveteen wins. I think that's another guy that I would put on the look for a possible call-up after Survivor Series.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's getting pretty stacked. I would say EC3... Velveteen and Shayna Baszler would be my and the Horsewoman would be my biggest picks. None may happen, but that's just a prediction. Velveteen's been absolutely amazing, but I think the bigger idea in here is about the heel DIY.
Yeah, it very well might not be heel DIY, and Johnny could just find a way back onto his path. It could be a Venom situation where he's got to pull off the symbiote and finally...
I mean, for very well, like, Alistair could just kick him so hard in the head, and he's like, you shook my head, I'm back to being who I am, or something like that.
It's wrestling, it could work. But yeah, I think we're both in agreement, Ciampa wins here. And Dream is crushed. But mm-hmm. He's done very well, so I think this is a victory regardless for the Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, I think so too.
And what I believe our main event to be. This match is violent. This match went, in a grand total, including entrances, was 50 minutes last year, so expect this to go an hour or even a little bit over an hour, including entrances. One of the hottest acts in NXT, the Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong do battle in War Games against the WWE UK champion Pete Dunne, the WWE North American champion in Ricochet, and War Raiders. This is War Raiders' NXT TakeOver debut, if I'm not mistaken. No, they did wrestle at a TakeOver, did they not?
I'm not sure.
Let me double check. But Josh, let's hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, this is this didn't have Ricochet in it last year, so that terrifies me.
Who's gonna die?
And it's Bobby Fish's return to the ring after a long time, which is really nice.
This appears to be a War Raiders TakeOver debut.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I know it is right. It's weird too that we had the four matches that we're not getting any Matt Riddle.
Well, they appeared in a dark match for TakeOver, so take that for what you will.
Okay, but no. Before we get to this, kind of shocking that no Keith Lee and no Matt Riddle on this theme. But like I said, I think call ups are coming. NXT is getting very stuffed, and yeah. I think that's why. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if an EC3, Velveteen, Kairi Sane, and the Horsewoman are all called up. I don't know if the Horsewoman are ready or not, but just to build the feud up, they're probably going to go to the main roster. Plus, like we talked about too, like every area of this team is just so stacked. I mean, even the women, we talked about Belair and Lacey Evans, and could go on and on. As far as this, it's going to be mental. We saw how crazy this match was last year. Adam Cole is a crazy person. Kyle O'Reilly is a crazy person. Roddy Strong was on the other side last year, and he's a crazy person. And then Pete Dunne's also a crazy person. The War Raiders are going to do something crazy. And Ricochet, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to do something mental.
A 450 off the top of the cage.
Probably.
So I hope they have stretchers ready, because people are going to be hurt after this. People are going to be sore. Some bodies are going to hurt. But this is the match that I most anticipate. NXT across the board, I anticipate. I'm excited for all four matches.
Funny, well, I'm excited for that fourth one now because of the intrigue with the Horsewoman.
Yeah.
I have been kind of a bit opinion that I think Shayna Baszler is a fine wrestler. She just kind of bores me a little bit. But I think with the component of the Horsewoman stuff added to it, now it's a super exciting match to see what's going to go on with the Horsewoman stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Like, there's so many wrinkles. Before we move on to Sunday's show, I just want to
ask... By
the
way, who do you think is winning that match?
I think this will be the first loss for... I don't know.
I think the Undisputed's... I don't know who takes the pin, because you almost think the War Riders are going to get the title soon, right?
Yeah, so either Dunn or Ricochet is going to eat a pin.
Yeah.
Or Undisputed could lose. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I have no idea.
The only person I could see getting the pin, I could see Bobby Fish getting pinned, maybe Roddy.
Yeah.
And then maybe one of the War Riders, or maybe Pete Dunne. I don't think you pin Ricochet.
No. Ricochet's too valuable. There's a lot of things that could happen from this match that could lead to whatever the future's next for this team. My question to you, based on the principle, here, I'll break it down like this. If Tommaso Ciampa retains, who's his next challenger? Who's facing him at the next takeover?
You want to say Riddle or Keith Lee. That would be my guess.
Okay.
Because I would have said Gargano, but I'm going to say Keith Lee or Riddle.
Okay. Say Velveteen wins. Who challenges Velveteen?
Gargano.
Gargano? Okay. There we go.
I guess Black could also face Ciampa, by the way.
Yeah, that could be another thing.
That's probably the more reasonable one, because they're probably going to slow build Keith Lee and Riddle. They may not face for that title till NXT New York.
And I mean, Brooklyn. Black never got his rematch, so that's actually a really good call.
Yeah, that'll probably be the match.
So we move forward to the next day, which is extremely crazy. There are 8 matches on the docket. There are certain matches I think we're going to fly by a little bit quicker because just based
they're
on
just
time.
Don't matter.
Yeah. So we'll start with the match that it holds a little bit of a close place in my heart. I probably will not see it live, but I think it'll be a good match. And it's Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali for the Cruiserweight title. Murphy and Ali have had a series of great matches on 205 Live, and I'm sure that there are plenty more from these two. Is Murphy's time up, or is Ali going to have that one fatal punch?
Well, Ali has been wanting that title for so long. He's just been fighting for that title for so long, and you got to wonder when something's going to break for him to finally get it. I think they're going to kind of keep it on Buddy Murphy, but there's been a rumor that he's kind of not a draw, the way that at least Cedric Alexander was seen to be more of a draw. I don't really look at any of the – you watch 205 more than I do, but do you think it really matters who the individual champ is draw sake for 205, or is it just about, you know, having the best champion at the right time, not necessarily a draw situation?
I think this is just purely about wrestling.
I would agree.
People aren't buying those tickets for SmackDown for simply 205 Live. Your draws come from other people. It's whether people come in early for 205 Live, because I believe 205 Live is recorded before SmackDown. So I think it's just about having the right champion. I think Buddy Murphy is the right call.
I think so, too. I think Buddy's going to win it. I feel bad because I want Mustafa Ali to get it, because he's had some really good promos. The one around Mania comes to mind, and he works really hard, and he's someone when it was in the super dark days that really impressed me, and I'd love to see him get a chance to have the title.
Yes, I would agree 100%. I think it's going to be Murphy as well, but I like to see Mustafa finally get his moment. I think the chase is good for Ali, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to list everyone on this team, on these
there's
teams.
Team Raw versus Team SmackDown tag teams.
Yeah, there's just a
but
bunch
the Colognes are back!
There we go. And Lucha House Party's in this, so they have graduated from 205 Live and moved
up. Does Lucha House Party get to have all three members, and the New Day get to have all three members now?
No, I think it's only two.
Okay. Oh, it says it on Wikipedia. It says Andor, so interesting. Good for Lance Dorado and Grand Metalik, and Kalisto's the first one to go from 205 back to the main roster.
Yeah, small victories. I wonder who's going to be next to move up. I think Ali should be one of those guys that should be talked about, but we'll see what they do. For sure. who wins this throwaway match?
Well, Team Raw is really bad. Like, on Team Raw, really, there's only really two good tag teams.
Yeah.
I personally would love to see the Revival get a win here. I think they need it more than anybody else here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see this being the breakup of Bobby and Gable, because they've been teasing that for a while. I do think Team SmackDown wins.
Yes,
I think Sanity will be the ones that win it, because they're going to start. I think it's time to start heating up Sanity or whoever's going to face the bar next.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that is Sanity, especially with the big guys and the Big Show. So I think Sanity gets the big win here.
Yeah. No. I'm going to go with a Revival for Team Raw.
That's my dream scenario. I wish that would happen.
In our first champion versus champion match, it is the tag teams. It is the Authors of Pain versus the Bar with the Big Show and Drake Maverick. Who wins here?
The Bar could take the loss. Yes. AOP can't. He looked dominant. So I got AOP winning this.
Yeah, I think so. I think AOP tear apart Big Show. I think that's really why they've been heating up Big Show, is simply for the AOP to tear him apart.
I would agree.
So we've got Team Raw versus Team SmackDown for the women 5-on-5 Survivor Series elimination. Who needs the win more, Team Raw or Team SmackDown?
Well, I mean, they have Natty and Ruby together on Team Raw, so that's obviously going to have something drama sake with that because of the weird, terrible storyline with Jim Neidhart. So something's going to happen there. Maybe Natty gets attacked beforehand and they put Liv in there, or Logan in there, possibly.
Yeah.
Or they cost each other the match. I thought, as bullshit as it is, Ruby cut a really good promo.
Yeah.
Like, I think Ruby's super talented. It's just a shitty situation to be in. SmackDown, we don't know who the fifth member is. So I guess all that's left is what, Mandy or one of the Iconics?
Yeah.
Or so Lana. Who do you think it is? Or Lana. So who do you think it is?
I have no idea. It could be. It literally could flip a. Vince could flip a coin and be like, you're in.
Who's the best wrestler out of those ones? Billy Kay? Peyton?
Can I plead the fifth?
It's definitely not Lana, and it's definitely not Mandy. So it's one of the Iconics.
You know what? Mandy's not terrible in ring.
No? Okay, I'm going to go with Mandy because she cut that promo.
Yeah.
Raw is probably going to win because of Naya is going to be dominant, and Tamina, and unless they attack them so they have to get their win back type of bullshit.
Yeah. The next match is Team Raw, Ziggler, McIntyre, Strowman, Finn, and Bobby Lashley versus Miz, McMahon, Mysterio, Joe, and Hardy.
Boy, Miz is a bad captain.
The first thing I would have done is I would take, I would not have picked Mysterio or Shane.
Or Jeff.
I would keep Mysterio.
I would have taken Randy.
Yeah, Randy. Why did you not take the guy that dominates?
Or almost.
Yeah.
I know, almost lost, but.
Yeah.
Raw has beat SmackDown 2 times now, I believe.
So SmackDown's going to win.
Or did SmackDown win when we went to Toronto?
Yes,
or
is they that did. They,
yeah, I thought
we,
so.
We saw Roman get beat by Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. I guess Team Raw is going to win because SmackDown doesn't really have anything on the line like Raw does with Strowman. Unless Corbin tosses Strowman something in this. And I can't see them beating Drew. Everyone on Raw can lose. Shane can lose, even though he's the best in the world. Ray, they've done a nice job with Ray since his comeback. But Ray could lose, Miz can lose, Jeff can lose, and Joe unfortunately can lose. On Raw, like Dolph can lose, Finn can lose, and Bobby can lose, but Drew and Braun can't lose.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So
it's simple as that. And Finn's even if you have
eaten alive.
Braun lose, Drew can't lose.
No. Drew cannot. Finn's gonna get eaten alive.
Yeah, Finn probably takes the first pin in this match. Finn or Ray or Miz or Jeff will take the first pin.
Yeah.
My bet would probably be Jeff.
I'm going to say Finn just because I'm a pessimist.
Right.
Next couple matches were all supposed to be champion versus champion. There were three bigger matches for this card.
Go to the secondary one first.
Oh, believe me, that's where I'm headed next. We've got the Intercontinental Champion, Seth Rollins, who is in personal turmoil because a vest got burnt, versus Shinsuke and Nakamura with the U.S. title. Nock has to win this, and Dean has to be involved.
I should care more about this match, by the way. I should be more excited for this match, and they did a terrible job of building it up.
Yeah, really the focus has been stretched on, Seth.
Where did Nakamura win that title? And who did he beat for that title?
I think he beat Jeff for that title.
Right.
Did he beat Jeff for that title? I don't know.
I think you're right. Yeah, but it's just been one of the worst title reigns I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Nakamura is you're right. Nakamura has to win because Nakamura is cold. I do think he's going to win because I think Dean's going to screw over Seth.
Yeah. And Seth will have his head taken off. I think this should be a perfectly good match.
It should be a great match.
But we also said that about AJ versus Nox. So let's hold our breaths and hope for the best.
Yeah.
I'm going to shuffle things around because one match lost its weight. Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair. Something that we thought we would see at WrestleMania, but we are getting at Survivor Series. Who wins, who loses, and what does this mean for the future?
Ronda now. You couldn't have Becky lose the match, and I would have had a lot, like a PowerPoint presentation that Drew Gulak would have blushed at. But now with this, I think if my prediction is correct, we're going to have a kind of a brouhaha with horsewomen in this. If it is just straight, I think it's going to be a spear into an armbar for a Ronda win.
Yeah, I don't see Ronda losing, and I think what you're building towards now is Becky's return and Becky returning to save the four horsewomen. That yeah. Austin-like pop. So
yeah,
we're building towards that. Let's not screw it up. And the final match on the card. If you told me at the beginning of the year that this would happen, I would have laughed you out of the building because I thought there was no way this would happen. And under the circumstances, I would have laughed even more. We've got Brock Lesnar, the Universal Champion, with his advocate Paul Heyman, who really instigated all of this. So thanks, Heyman. Facing the WWE Champion, the American Dragon, Daniel Bryan.
So this all depends to me what you want for the main event. If this is the main event, then Bryan's winning this to me. Because Strowman is going to screw over Brock.
Yeah.
If the 5-on-5 men's is the main event, then Brock wins.
Yeah, and AJ, I think AJ costs Bryan the spot.
Yeah, so it depends what order this is in. So first of all, what do you think the main event is now?
I think it's Brock versus Daniel.
Yeah, I would agree.
If you pulled the trigger on this, then you better shoot this up to the top.
Well, I just think, like, as far as interest in this, like, this is probably the least I might have had an interest in a 5-on-5 in a while.
Yeah.
Just because Team SmackDown is so blah.
Yeah.
I just know that Raw is going to win because Drew McIntyre just can't take a loss.
No, and he shouldn't take a loss. I want Drew to
win. No, he shouldn't. And the women one, it's okay, but you're also missing Sasha and Bayley from it. So I don't care about as with Tamina and Nia in there. If Bayley and Sasha are in there, I care a lot more.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that tag match with the Bar and AOP will be really good. And Seth and Nakamura will be good. But I would say Bryan and Brock has to be the main event, and I just think it's going to be a lot of plunder between the two of them before, I think you're right, before we see AJ and before we see Braun.
Yeah, because I think ultimately someone's going to screw someone. That's the finish.
Yeah.
Who it is, I have no idea.
No, I think, again, it depends on placement. if for some reason this is before the 5-5 and the 5-5 becomes the main event, then, I mean, I could even see in the 5-5 some way. The only way I can see Drew losing is if Kurt screws him over.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility the mess as well.
With Corbin, but then I don't see how Braun loses. That's the thing. They have two guys in there. I just don't know how they lose.
Yeah.
Everybody else in this match on the 5-5, I can see how they lose. I just don't see how you get losses off of Drew and Braun.
Yeah. No, and that, yeah, see, and that's the thing. And that's where you start to, you're kind of booked into a corner. Just because I just got the message, well, we both got the message, but I figured I'd throw Mo's two cents out there because I think Mo's opinion is valuable. And I don't know if Mo doesn't know I'm reading this, but I'm going to read it anyways. his thoughts on Brian winning the title is they lost their most anticipated match. The AJ match didn't have any buzz compared to last year, so they got desperate and decided to hotshot the title. So that is Mo's opinion. So that's
what we kind of had. That's kind of what we had agreed on, more or less, right? Like, because going back to it, just where Brian was last week was super weird to where he was at the end of the show tonight. It was just a super weird transition. At the end of the day, just a super weird transition.
Oh yeah, no, it seems like it was a very desperate turn.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's gonna end up working for the best because I don't think the AJ title run was stale by any means.
No, I think AJ still had some legs. I like AJ.
But
so.
I think it's nice to have something fresh. Like, I feel the past 2-3 weeks or so, minus Crown Jewel, the WWE has actually done a really good job with things. Raw's have been whatever, but as far as everything on SmackDown and some of the big time players like a McIntyre and Ronda, they've done and Seth and Dean. Everything's been going really good. Evolution was a heck of a show.
Yeah.
So things are getting a little bit more consistent on the main roster. Sans that random show that was on a Friday.
We don't know what that was.
Which they've already forgotten.
Yeah, it never happened.
So, I mean, is this the most anticipated Survivor Series I've ever had? No. Did this Brian thing definitely change it after what I had with the Becky? Yeah, for sure. Like, it's the first time we're going to see Brian maybe even talk since turning heel. Yeah. So that's an exciting twist to all of it, too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of I don't want to compare it to this completely, but in some ways it kind of reminds me of Randy kicks Vince in the head, and the next show was the Rumble. And you're like, oh, man, like, I need to hear what Randy's going to say. And I kind of feel the same way with Brian. It's like, well, Brian just turned heel. He kicked AJ in the head. I got to hear what Brian has to say about all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
why
I would
do it. I saw Bree tweet out, congratulations, honey. And yeah. So now he gets to be heel with his wife.
Yeah. They're Bree all
heel of friends.
The most likable person in the world has now become a heel.
Cena left the family and now Cena's the one baby face.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when Cena leaves a household.
Everyone in that family is a heel if you really think about it. John Laurinaitis,
People Vicky, Power,
Bree, and Brian.
Oh boy. Well, Brian's got some explaining to do. We tried our best to explain our thoughts and feelings on everything. So
it was something, man. It was a heck of a show tonight. It really really took over a lot of emotions on tonight. It's been a crazy 24 hours, and I'm sure it's not going to stop all the way to Survivor Series, especially since we don't know the whole deal on AJ yet. We're going to wait to see what Uncle Dave has and all that. And if anything crazy breaks, yeah, we'll definitely come talk to you. If not, hopefully we have a show post-Survivor Series.
Yeah, if we're alive by then. Yeah. This might just break us completely, so we'll see.
All right, is that it, Joel?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, until next time, cheers.
Card subject to change.
Enjoy the day, people.